السلام عليك يا بنت رسول الله، السلام عليك يا بنت فاطمة وخديجة، السلام عليك يا بنت أمير المؤمنين، السلام عليك يا بنت الحسن والحسين، السلام عليك يا بنت موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله وبركاته. Lady Fatima Ma'souma of the holy city of Qom was a noble and esteemed honorable lady from the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and she was a direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Lady Fatima Ma'souma's father was the seventh divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam. The mother of Lady Fatima Ma'souma was the esteemed Lady Najma Khatun, who was also the mother of the eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. There's an authentic tradition from His Eminence Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam where he says, "Whoever visits Ma'souma in Qom is as if they have visited me." And yet there's another tradition from His Eminence the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salam, where His Eminence says, "A lady from my children by the name of Fatima will be buried in Qom. Whoever visits her shrine will certainly be admitted to heaven." The esteemed and noble Lady Fatima Ma'souma of Qom reached such a high spiritual level and such a high level of knowledge and wisdom that she was given the title of Ma'souma, infallible, by an infallible. It was Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha who gave Lady Fatima the title of Ma'souma. According to most narrations, at the behest of a letter from her brother and the Imam of her time, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, Lady Fatima Ma'souma embarked upon a journey along with a caravan which consisted of family members and companions. A caravan which embarked upon a journey, leaving from the city of Medina to join Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam in the city of Khurasan. Yet along the way, this caravan consisting of family members and companions was attacked by evil forces near the city of Sawe, and many of the companions and the family members of Lady Fatima Ma'souma were martyred upon these plains. Subsequently, the remaining people in the caravan and Lady Fatima Ma'souma of Qom were invited to the city of Qom by the people of Qom. And sadly, it is in the city of Qom where Lady Fatima Ma'souma passed away. In the present day, the holy sanctuary and shrine of Lady Fatima Ma'souma in the holy and blessed city of Qom is the home of one of the largest Islamic seminaries in the world. The Islamic Seminary of Qom consists of various religious seminaries and religious institutes which offer advanced learning in religious sciences. These religious seminaries and these religious institutes comprise of what is known as the Hawza Ilmiya. In the present day, the Hawza Ilmiya consists of well over 200 education centers, research centers, and institutes. The Islamic Seminary of Qom also caters to well over 40,000 scholars and students coming from over 80 countries all across the world. These blessings and so much more due to the blessing of the presence of Lady Fatima Ma'souma. Over the centuries, many miracles have taken place and have been recorded at the shrine of Lady Fatima Ma'souma of Qom. These miraculous events are recorded in a special office at the shrine of Lady Fatima Ma'souma, and pilgrims from all over the world come to visit and receive blessings from this noble and esteemed lady from the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Lady Fatima Ma'souma of Qom was well known for her religiosity, her knowledge, her spirituality and her wisdom, but very few people know of her bravery, her courage, her patience, her steadfastness, her determination, and her resolute spirit. Lady Fatima Ma'suma of Qom remained steadfast and determined upon the path of truth and justice. And she went to the greatest extent in her efforts to join and aid the Imam of her time. Furthermore, Lady Fatima Ma'suma of Qom took a long and difficult journey just to be able to join and aid the Imam of her time. And Lady Fatima Ma'suma of Qom witnessed firsthand the murder and the martyrdom of her family members and her companions, all in the pursuit of joining and aiding the Imam of her time. And finally, until Lady Fatima Ma'suma's blessed last breaths upon this earth, her ultimate goal was to join and aid the Imam of her time. This begs the question, what are we doing to be able to join and aid the Imam of our time? Ya Fatima al-Ma'suma, ishfa'i lana fil jannah. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.
Wherever you are.